was just wondering now, you told me kind of like a really tiny little gist of your life, what happened, what you did and all that, and I was just wondering what your parents were doing all during that time, and I don't know, could you tell me a little bit about like what, how your parents actually, how they, how long they lived, what they did maybe,
yeah.
And what happened to them?
Okay, my dad lived to be 69, and my mom was 79. I believe those are the 2 years. My mom died in 1990, 91, I think it was. 91, yeah. Maybe it was 92, sorry. 1992, and my dad died in 1980. And so there was about 10 years between. I was flying when my dad died. I got this phone call, just out of the blue. He had had some bad luck with his health, so it wasn't uncommon for him to be in the hospital. So the hospital phoned and said, your dad's in the hospital. And they hadn't quite finished the sentence. So I was, when I first heard that, I thought, oh, well, he's just had another spell, right? But then the rest of the sentence was, and he died last night. So that was kind of a little tough to take at the time because I was, trying to do something else. My mom was alone now, and it was just a real sort of turmoil. But what they did in the meantime, my dad tried so many different things. I mean, he had this thing with BC Ferries. It wasn't too bad. But when he lost that, I guess he had to get a job. And one of his ideas was to just open a restaurant. And I guess he found one that was sort of willing. Probably, I don't know anything about what it cost to get into it, but he suddenly had a restaurant on Robson Street. There used to be this little two-block area on Robson Street that they called Robson Straße.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the late 60s, going maybe to about 1975, somewhere in there, maybe a little longer than that. And there was quite a few German plays. There was European News on one side of the street, Freiba, which was selling delicatessen stuff when there was hardly any delicatessens, and that's everywhere now. But in those days, there wasn't so many. And there was another German restaurant down the street from my dad and my dad's. And the funny thing, instead of calling it something like German restaurant or some kind of name that referred to German, instead he called it the Yellow Parrot. Or the I don't know where he whatever name it was, he didn't like, but he changed it to the Yellow Parrot. And he didn't emphasize anything German, which might have been smart, but he didn't, because the other place was called the Heidelberg, which made sense. Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't he just did Western food. He wasn't sort of trying to, there might have been some German thing on the menu, I don't remember, because I was pretty small. I was about 12 or something. And that was kind of fun for me because I went to school in North Van. We lived in North Van, and then I would take the bus into town at night after school. So I would arrive 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something, like 4:30 maybe, and hang out at the restaurant, and then we'd all go home when the restaurant closed. And they worked, that was really tough work too. They worked hard for that. And they got me to do a few little things, but they probably could have made better use of me. They didn't, same thing, my parents didn't chase me to do a lot of stuff. One time, my dad asked me to serve some ladies that were sitting at a table, and they had a coffee and they wanted a refill. But nobody had ever told me that you go pick up the coffee pot, take it to the table, and refill their cups. Instead, I made 2 new cups. I brought it to the table, and all that wouldn't have been that big a deal, but they were laughing, chuckling, and my dad was laughing, and I felt like, why doesn't somebody at least say, just take the coffee pot, you know? So he didn't really make an effort to kind of teach me anything about restaurants. I was kind of not very useful, and he often gave me 35 cents and said, go watch a movie, because that's what movies cost in those days. For kids, anyway. For kids, they cost that much. So after the restaurant, which was another kind of a fiasco, because he owed some money after all that was over, he just got jobs in various restaurants. There was some... And like I was saying, my mom would go and do some cleaning here and there. And between the two of them, there just wasn't a heck of a lot. So there wasn't a lot left over to spend on, frivolity, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess to this day, because of that, I'm a little bit tight with my money. I don't like to spend it on needless things. I mean, if you've got extra, fine, but if you don't, I'm a little bit careful. Having grown up like that, you know, I sometimes am amazed that people can just, you know, without even thinking, just, you know, I have to think about it whenever I spend money. Yeah, they didn't, I don't know how else to describe it. I found some of these things out as I grew older. You know, I remember when my mom, she went into a home when she got to be about 75 or so. She was starting to also have some big problems. She kind of was so much in her own little world that she carried on conversations with herself, you know, as if she's talking about somebody else, like she is doing such and such and so on, which freaked me out. But I eventually got her, she went to two or three, and I eventually got her to a really nice home in North Van, which was at the hospital, which was a well-respected place. But that was the last 5 years of her life was like that, which probably wasn't that pleasant either, you know, just living in a home. And I remember going when that all happened, I had to go speak to a psychiatrist. It was just part of the whole process. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I really thought about it, where he sort of suggested to me that I shouldn't feel too guilty about what's going on, you know. And mm-hmm. It was the first time I really started to look objectively at the life that we all, my parents and I, because it was just the three of us for all those years, started to let go of feeling like there was something I could have done or whatever, that I wasn't responsible for something. It was more like that was the way it was. It was tough, and it had nothing to do with me. There was things that could have made it better, but you know, everybody makes bad choices, and I think my dad made a few, and it just was tough life. I didn't have a tough life. I went to school. I never had a problem with various schools as far as, you know, enrollment or anything like that. I went to the different schools and everything. I didn't get to go to Boy Scouts, which I actually missed because I knew other kids did that kind of stuff. And they went on more trips and things, but it's all right. I got to go on a few trips. And so they must have had to shell out a little bit of money for that.
Yeah.
You know, and just, I never knew, right? They didn't know. But something, you know, more things were included in those days too. You know, like nowadays, I'm finding out, partly from the fact that I've been driving a school bus now, that kids are, their parents have to spend money on everything. Even there was one thing on the radio that they had to bring their own paper to school to write on. Like, that's absurd. You know, what are the schools supposed to be funded for? You know, it's crazy.
But
yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but yeah, no, sorry. But